Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learned that there is more than one way to train, eat, and live at home. That's right, to be able to do this all at home, to the comfort of your own house, condo, apartment. You can lose weight, you can get strong, you can be healthy. You don't need to go to a gym. You honestly don't, to be able to do all those things. And of course, I'm your host, MC Kim, aka The Kind Intelligent Man. And before we start our show today, I just wanted to wish everybody a post-Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you guys. I hope Santa, or whoever brings presents underneath that tree of yours, was kind to you this year. Now, with the new year approaching us, you know, this is the time that a lot of us, including your guy MC Kim, myself over here, we'll be making New Year's resolutions. Now, I know making New Year's resolutions gets a lot of flack, you know, kind of like you hear all the things that people say, well, you know, if you really want to do it, you wouldn't have to wait until the new year to start. But I think having moments like this, New Year's, age, a particular day, a particular week in the month, you know, these are all great times for us to reassess, to relook at, you know, some of the things that we want to change about ourselves. And a lot of the times, you know, what we want to change is our the way we look, the way we feel, you know, the way we go about living our life. So that being said, a big announcement here. The Remix My Fitness podcast starting next week will take a different turn. The Remix My Fitness podcast will start to focus on men in their 40s. That's where we're going to be talking about weight loss, strength, fitness, and general health for men in their 40s. That's right. So I was talking about New Year's. We're talking about age. This, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, everybody. Your guy over here, MC Kim. This is the year that I turned the big 4-0. That's right. The big 40 years old. And, you know, not only me, but my clients that I've been training with over the last, like, it's been almost like 8-9 years. A lot of them are now either will be turning 40 with me this year, or a lot of them have turned 40 over the last few years. So, you know, our lives have changed. You know, when I first started training with a lot of these guys, they were in their early 30s. I was in my early 30s. And we all started training, and we all had different approaches, and we had different wants and needs when we wanted to train. You know, now, a lot of us, many of us, either married, started different careers, have done a whole host of different things over the 8-9 years that we've been all training together. And, you know, because of that, our lifestyle has changed. Therefore, our training has to change as well. We can't just go like hard. We can't just start lifting weights, you know, as much as we can and be okay with being sore every, you know, being sore almost every day, as a lot of people will make mention. We got things to do now. Our careers are on the line. We have families that we need to help manage. And what I talk about a lot is that overhead time that we can't spend 3 hours, you know, going to a gym. And I know going to the gym doesn't take 3 hours, but sometimes the travel time, the shower time, the downtime, the workout time, the traveling home time, that can take up to 3 hours. Right? And we just don't have that kind of time anymore. So how can we efficiently do this at home? How can we do it so that we don't crush our bodies? How can we do this so that we can still achieve our goals? Our goals still being to lose weight, to build muscle, and to be healthy. How can we do this? And I'm going to share that. And I'm also going to learn with you guys, as I have a lot of guests that are lined up for 2022, and a lot of shows that I've recorded catered to the 40-year-old man. And this is going to be our journey together, everybody, for 2022. Stick around to the Remix My Fitness podcast as we learn how to train at home, get strong, lose weight, and be healthy together. All right, so let's ring in the new year together. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, happy 2022, and let's make next year the most fittest that we have ever been. I can't wait to do this with everybody. See you guys in 2022. Until then, set those goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.